what? Guess what?
What?
One client got their whole salary raised by 20K. Yeah. Just by having a meeting and saying, you guys aren't paying me enough. And it's like, the company could have paid you that the whole time. They were just milking you.
Yeah.
For the last how many ever years, knowing that you were going to be okay with subpar.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline.
This is the Cathartic Experience. Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
So apparently we're back.
where did we go?
We disappeared. For a little bit. Well, how are you? We're going to start. We're just going to dive right into everything. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm trying to think about what, you know, what we should say.
All the shit that's happened in the last...
Everything that's happened in the last...
Few months?
I thought you were going to say few weeks, but okay. Yeah, the last few months. I'm doing okay. Wedding planning.
She got engaged.
Yeah, I got engaged. So there's that going on, which is a lot, actually.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What else is there? I bought a home. I don't know if I said that out loud.
Did you?
I don't know, but I bought a home.
Put it out there again. You bought a home.
And that's been a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Up until this point. I've settled in now, like 4 months later.
I visited you.
You did visit me. We hosted.
Yeah.
Hosting is so weird. It's like adult cheese and crackers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an adult play date. Less games and less running around. But yeah, in terms of my world, it's been hectic. A lot of moving pieces. I think I'm at the point in the year where I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I'm burnt to a crisp. I'm dusty. Like, that's how burnt I am.
We spoke about that. Yeah, the topic we're going to speak about today
is something we need to work on.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about work-life balance.
Right. And why you need it.
I think first we should start with like socio-political context, you know, and the economy. Hello. Why is my grocery store trip costing so much more? So it's like we have the economy fucking shit up. In terms of home prices, food prices, clothing prices, all these different prices are jacked up. So, like, in our minds, we have to work harder to make enough money to afford just bare minimum living because the wages aren't getting any higher. You know what they
also
do?
Also, you forgot gas prices.
Exactly.
All the way up.
You know what employers do, that stupid shit where it's like, we've increased your salary or we've increased your wage by $1.50. How about $10, nigga? How about $10? Why don't you just give me a whole other paycheck?
That reflects the actual market out
there. Yeah, that reflects the state of the economy. I think that's one frustration that especially our generation faces. It's like, how are you paying people? Like, how is minimum wage still $14, $16 where everything else is climbing? So I get the point. I get it. Everyone's taking on like a second, third job.
Because they have to.
And that's the norm. Two, three jobs.
You have your main full-time and then you have something you're doing part-time on the side.
Exactly. And that's the norm.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That is absolutely insane. So I think economically, like, people are just trying to survive. Yeah. And to survive, it means working so much more.
Yeah, especially like home prices or like it's insanity right now.
Soaring.
Yeah.
Man, they're soaring. And it's to the point where it's like, at what point are we considering the lower middle class in all of these prices? You know what I mean? Because $800,000 for a freaking little tiny townhome?
Yeah, that's not. So And hoping that inflation catches up to the government in 2022 so that they might have to do something about that. But the prices are way up, and yeah, I watch the news every day because of that.
Right. So that's one thing that's going to challenge workplace balance. Second is the, you know, when we think about society in and of itself, especially like Western society, we're so obsessed with contributing, efficiency, productivity. Oh my gosh. How many times do we hear that word thrown around? Be productive, be productive.
Be efficient, be efficient.
And it's like in every workplace, do you know how many, and I love you clients so much, but I'm going to call you out. You know how many clients I have who work overtime?
Yeah.
Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Uh-uh. Unpaid. You're working for free.
Because they want to, I don't know, look good for the next promotion, potentially.
Exactly. And the thing is, organize, and it's like, businesses and organizations know psychology.
Yeah.
They know psychology to the point where, if you know psychology, you can exploit your workers. So if you have a, someone who works for you, who's a people pleaser, you can dangle this little carrot in front of them and say, you know, if you work how many hours over time, or if you prove to me that you deserve this, then you will get the position, or you'll get this promotion. And sometimes people have that carrot dangled in front of their face for years.
For many years.
And they're like, okay, maybe this is the last year and I'm finally going to get that promotion. And it's like, no, your employer has gotten away with dangling that carrot in front of your face for years. And they still haven't compensated you for the quality or the amount of time that you're putting in.
Sometimes it's really craziness, like working not only evenings, but like weekends.
Weekends. And the thing is, we kind of do the same thing.
But we're self-employed.
That's true. It takes self-employment is a bit of a different setup, but
yeah.
If you're like, oh my God.
Salaried
and you're not getting paid for your overtime, that is a scam.
That's a whole scam.
That is a scam. And on top of that, it's like when it comes to work and identity.
Oh my gosh. So many people identify with what they do, but like the core of who they are.
And the only thing they live or breathe or stand for. And it's like, you know, at a certain point, and then this is a conversation I guess I've always had in my head. It's like, so what happens when you retire, or will you let yourself retire? What happens to your sense of self, your identity? If you don't have work holding you anymore in terms of who you are, what you stand for, how does that then, you know, translate to not having work and having to stand on your own 2 feet and figure out who you are? And I think this is why a lot of people have that midlife crisis where they're, you know, 40 something, where they're like, you know, I've worked so long. I did everything everybody told me to do. I got the full-time job. I got the family. I got the house. I got the car. And I still don't know who I am.
Right.
Or I'm still not happy with where my life is.
And so they're looking for meaning through work. But I don't think work, like a job, is really where you could find some meaning there, but I don't think it's like the end all be all.
Very true. And it's like you'll meet people who are on the spectrum, people who love what they do and it's really their driving force or their motivator, and then you'll meet people who are just like, it doesn't really matter to me, or I'm trying to find that thing. But it's okay to be honest with yourself. If work isn't all your life is about, you know, explore, branch out, do different things. But again, if there's no balance between your life and work.
And the pandemic, right, has really blurred the lines, because it's like usually you would physically go to an office, right, and be in that space for I don't know how many hours. And then when you're done, you leave, right? Now it's like your office could literally be your bed.
Yeah, very true.
Your lunch hour, you could take it, not take it. No one is going to say like, oh, what are you doing? Come with us. Join us. Ain't nobody, like no one would see that. And so I feel like that hasn't helped at all in terms of anxiety, depression, and burnout.
Amen to that. I remember when we first headed into that shit. I think it was March 2020. Mm-hmm. When we first headed into it. Some of my sessions, I had to do all my psychotherapy sessions in my bedroom. Mm. And in between my sessions, I would nap on my bed, bro. I would nap. And you know how much energy that took from me to wake up for the next person?
Must have been. You like napping too.
I like you napping too.
You nap anywhere.
Standing up.
I have proof.
You nap. Bed out of two chairs. Like, yeah, you have pictures. You have proof. Everything. But no, I just... You know, work-life balance, it's really interesting when we use that as a concept, because so many organizations and companies will say, we support work-life balance, mental health is important to us, and then they'll fuck you over by making you work ridiculous hours, not paying you enough, and only letting you take 2 weeks of vacation in a whole fucking year of 52,
that's 50, really...
50-something.
But see, whatever, that's a whole weeks, mess. 56? Wow. That's a whole mess. And they sometimes they count the holidays in it. Like, well, you already have these many days. Like, that's exactly. added. It's like, no. And then sometimes insurance companies be fighting you to go on stress leave.
I was talking to a client yesterday and I was like, how? Like, what the fuck? Either pay employees more or give them $10,000 for mental health insurance per year. Because if you're going to run them this hard, if you're going to work them this hard, you are liable for their mental health.
That's cool.
You are liable for their mental health. And it's insane to see what some, you know, values in the companies that my clients have to work for, especially the ones who are like, oh, we don't, she had to, there was a client I had, they had to fight to get vacation.
Yeah.
They had to fight to say, I don't want to work on the weekends mm-hmm. and the evenings. They had to fight for these things. And it's just like, why are we getting people to fight? So I think this is a systemic issue. I don't even think it's a personal choice. When we talk about work-life balance, we're not even talking about you're purposely not making the choice to balance your life and work. Some people, it's that case. Other people, it's like, no.
Yeah.
The organization or the company or the business is not actually giving them... Mm-hmm. their human rights.
But in many cases, it's normalized. Like, it's working normalized. Overtime, oh it's gosh. A good, it's even like a good look. Like, you're going the extra mile, you know?
I had a, someone who told me that their boss laughed about working 80 hours a week. The boss was working 80 hours a week and he laughed about it. And then, in addition to that, they... stated that they thought they were going to have cardiac arrest. And it's like, not only are we normalizing this overworking thing, but we're like laughing about it. It's like humor. And it's like, no, it's actually not funny when you drop dead from the imbalance. And I've seen it, especially in senior people who have worked, and they're the people pleasers. They work hard in their actual work life. They work hard in their home life. Mm. They work hard in friendships. They work hard in every arena of their lives. And then what happens is when their body is like, I can't do it anymore, they crash. And those are the worst depressions I've ever seen in my life.
Because the crash should have happened a long time ago.
But it didn't. But it they kept didn't. Pushing.
Yeah. I've seen it in younger adults.
Oh my gosh. So many.
So many. Just trying to get that promotion. Trying to become partner. All of these. And it's like, let's slow down a bit. Because they have these like personal goals that they want to achieve. But it's like at the same time, at what cost? You know?
I literally looked at some of the clients I've had in session before and been like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We both know. And I always give the analogy of the iPhone.
Hmm.
If your iPhone is at 0% battery, sis, we're not turning it on. You can rub it 3 times. You can breathe on it. You can throw it against the wall. If a phone is done, it's done. And it's going to wait till you put it in charge so it can turn on again. But we as humans, we don't see ourselves as having limited energy. When we've reached zero, we keep pushing till it's minus 100.
And then it's too late, isn't it?
Because pride gets in the way, goals get in the way, just, you know, lack of accountability gets in the way. So we are so ready to push ourselves aside just to satisfy somebody else. And it can't work that way.
No, it really can't.
Especially if a career, so if you're expected to work for the next 40 years, how the fuck are you going to last if you've burnt out by year two?
That's tough. That's tough. But I feel like a lot of people are now like reconsidering, you know, the way they want their life to look like. I know some of my clients, they want to retire early.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I'm done with this. Like, this is nice and all, but for the next 40 years.
True.
Especially the people who are like in, you know, higher level careers, like you can't go in this hard for the next, you know, 80 hour work weeks.
Nah.
For the next 40 years.
Nah.
For who and for what?
Yeah, I think it's there's like a FIRE movement.
What does it stand for? Financial independence, retire early.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's a whole movement on this because I think our generation started to realize work is not the end all be all of life.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it's like a bringing it back to like, oh, millennials and Gen Zs, you guys are so lazy. It's like people be burning themselves out working this much.
And yeah, exactly. And it's just like, I don't understand. As humans, we've built an entire world that's working against us.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work? Let's build this shit together just so it fucks us over. Let's do that. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make sense. And that's like one sphere of someone's life. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's one sphere.
It's supposed to be anyway.
Exactly. And when we talk work-life balance, it's, you know, life is what life is for you. This is how you would define it. You know, in terms of family, is family important to you? Creativity, freedom, quality time, nature, music, art, hobbies? Like, we're talking about that. Do you know how many people I've met who've given up the very things they've loved?
They don't have
because enough of school and work.
There's no time.
There's no time. So you are forced to put your own self and your own passions and interests and hobbies aside, the things that actually make you feel alive and engaged in the world, just to be able to afford living.
Yeah.
Like, you're sacrificing. And if a company says, hey, sacrifice more for me, run. Not every company has a toxic culture.
Yeah.
Some do, some don't. If you're someone who is stuck in a toxic work culture, and you're a people pleaser, and you're a hard worker, they got you.
Listen, they got you.
They got you.
And they're going to milk it out.
They're going to milk you until you run dry, bro. Do you know how many times I've seen that?
Dry.
Till it runs. They will keep false promises, and they will run you dry. Do you know how many clients I've pushed to ask for
You've
promotion?
You've actually pushed me.
I'm actually pushing her right now. Do you know how many clients I've pushed to get promotions? And guess what? Guess what?
What?
One client got their whole salary raised by $20,000.
Yeah.
Just by having a meeting and saying, you guys aren't paying me enough. And it's like, the company could have paid you that the whole time. They were just milking you.
Yeah.
For the last how many ever years, knowing that you were going to be okay with subpar.
So it's very much part of the culture.
It's very much part of the culture. But it's something I feel like we're continuing to advocate for, especially in our work with clients. We're like, no, this actually doesn't make any fucking sense. Go get, either get your money or get your time off.
Yeah.
If you're working this hard, get your money or get your time off.
But it's hard, isn't it, though? Because they're working against, like, the person that's paying them. So it's like a fine line that you have to walk.
It is a fine line, and there's a lot of fears depending on the company. But it's just like, at what point, you know, at what point, like, is it worth it?
And some companies, listen, some companies have terrible benefits, like terrible benefits. How are you finna have $200 for like both physio, massage, therapy, like psychotherapy, everything?
Exactly. What the fuck?
Like, why do you have benefits?
Why do you have, exactly.
Why do you have benefits at all?
Most companies, most insurance companies cover up to $500. Mm-hmm. That's 2.5 therapy sessions.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's,
listen, 2.5 it's ridiculous. Or 3 therapy sessions. And it's like, if you're going to expect someone to work how many ever hours, overtime, evenings, weekends,
provide again, the support.
Provide the support. Provide, like, we're talking thousands of dollars in benefits.
But you know what kills me is that the production of that employee is probably way more than what they're getting paid.
Exactly.
And so the insurance, exactly. They have the money to be able to back that up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you know how many, you know, and I've met so many talented people.
Oh, yeah.
So many talented people who are giving these companies all their time, effort, energy, dedication, quality ass work. And they're not getting recognized for it. They're not getting promoted for it. They're not getting compensated for it. And it's like, this is exploitation.
It is.
This is exploitation.
What gets to me is often like the sense of urgency. Like, this has to be done today. Now. Now. And I'm like, listen, even if you do it tomorrow morning, no one is gonna die.
No one's gonna die.
Everyone is gonna be okay.
No one's gonna die.
No one is gonna die.
The amount of clients I've had to been like, okay, you're not answering, you're not looking at your email after this time. Mm-hmm. You're not answering your phone after this time. You've worked for this company how many ever years? Every time they get you to show up for a crisis, it's something that could have been handled the next day. You're going to have to sit in the stress and the anxiety.
Right.
Just to figure out the next day that it was going to be okay all along anyways.
And what's 6 more hours?
What's 6 like, more what's, hours?
What's the next, like, the next day is so close, and it's like, no, it has to be done today, it has to be done now, da-da-da, this person needs to get it, da-da, and it's like, no jam. One is gonna die.
Jam.
Let's settle a little bit.
And there's...
And the impact on, like, the relationships. But when you're working that much, like, you don't have time for much else than work.
Exactly.
You know, like, working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but your shift ended at 5, and then you're just so tired.
Some people be working in their bed. Some people be working through the night.
Some people be working through their lunch.
And it's just like, give your partner some sex. Why are we working this? Give your partner something. Oh, man.
there's no time.
And then the relationship quality reduces because there's no time. And then resentment builds between the two. It's just, it's a common story.
Right.
It's a common story.
It's too common.
It's way too common. So it's like, in terms of boundaries in the workplace, you know, vacation, getting compensated for what you need, but also delegating. If you're in a position where you could give people work to do, give people the fucking work to do. Do you know how many people, how many clients I have? I can do it all. I can handle it all. No, you can't.
Right. Especially if you're like a director or a manager. Like, delegate. That's your whole job.
That's your whole job. And you want to do everything.
They're not going to do it right. I need to do it. But it's like, let them learn.
Let them learn. Ooh. And let them get it done.
Yeah.
And I tell people to play the role of consultant. If you're someone who can give people things to do, let them do it, but let them consult you so that you're giving them advice, but you're not taking on the responsibility of getting it done.
Right. Right. But so it's, listen, it'd be a lot.
It is. And for self-employed people, I know it's normal for the first few years to be quite a bit of work because you're setting up, you built a business out of nothing.
Now you have to keep it.
Now you have to keep it running.
You have to keep it running.
And it's a lot. But one thing we've learned is that even we can't do it by ourselves.
No.
I remember at some point I was just like, Christ. I woke up in the morning and I was like, I don't want to do none of this today.
Did you cancel your day?
I didn't cancel my day. I just, we spoke about hiring an admin on the team and, you know, so we brought someone on the team to take some of the administrative tasks away.
I needed that so much. You don't even know. You don't even know.
So it's okay. We learned our lesson was that we need help.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
But you know, for one day, I think I wasn't feeling well and I had to take the rest of the day, and then calling clients and letting them know that I can't today. And they were all like so sweet and, you know, it's okay. Go home, take care of yourself. But I felt horrible. And I feel like, you know, we don't like to disappoint as people in general.
Mm.
And so going up against that schema is hard, but we need to take time off too, though.
We really do.
Yeah.
We really do. So think about, you know, your life, your world, how work comes into it, and if it's taking up so much of your life that you don't feel like you have a life.
Yeah.
If you say yes to that, that's an issue you need to look more into. Especially if you're someone who's super young, 20, 30, 40, 50, you're super young still.
Right.
And how long can you keep pushing this hard?
And what do you want your life to look like? And does it currently look like that?
Yeah.
Do you want for work to be the center of your life?
And it's not even like, you know, not what you want your life to look like in terms of, oh, I want to be retired right now. But like, even something small, like I want to spend more time with my kid.
Yeah,
I want to have more time with my friends. I want to go clubbing once in a while. I want to travel once every few months. Because life goes by so fast. We're already at the end of 2021. And we didn't think we were going to get here this quickly.
It went by fast.
Quick tings.
It really did.
So life will fly by. And you decide whether you're, you know, in it to get something from it, or if you want to keep letting it fly by.
Right. Because I think another thing is that, unfortunately, in many work settings, like, low-key, they don't really care about you that much. Like, they will find another manager.
They will find another
employee.
Exactly.
And trust, it's going to be in less than 2 weeks.
Exactly. The interview starts the day you quit.
Because then you need to train them.
Exactly. So to a lot of your companies, you're actually quite replaceable. I know we all want to feel Beyonce's irreplaceable, but that's not always...
You had to go there.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. Because these companies, they will have everything.
Yeah, they will.
And even if you leave, you're not leaving them with nothing because they'll find somebody.
Yeah.
I'm using the song lyrics. But yes, think about all that. That's right. Our reflection question was embedded in this whole podcast. You find what your reflection question is in order.
Okay, I see.
So we will leave you with
that.